Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
How about the top six separated by a length and a half as they race around the far turn, and Nadal is still the leader.
Oaklawn Race Day. Your inside track with some of the hottest thoroughbred action in America. Only a short drive away in Hot Springs.
Between horses goes Accession, who's come from the back of the pack. And look at this. It is Accession and Nadal. Nadal, Accession, Nadal aces the Rebel. Wow, what a race.
Arkansas residents can even watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Acri and David Longinotti.
We welcome you in for another edition of Oaklawn Racing on this beautiful Saturday. David Longinotti, Justin Acri, and we're going to be joined in just moments by Jeff Taylor. There is a full card at Oaklawn today. We've got the Louisiana Derby happening down at the fairgrounds today. We'll touch on, and a good stakes race for three-year-olds today at Oaklawn as well. And David, we certainly are excited about today and the weekend that is upon us, but also, of course, we always have an eye towards next week, and we all know what is coming up. It is a full day of stakes races highlighted by the 12th of 13, the Arkansas Derby.
Yes, it is, and what we're really looking forward to is we're actually drawing the race tomorrow. So if you're at the racetrack tomorrow, look at it. Look toward the winner's circle at 12:30. We'll be drawing post positions for both the Arkansas Derby and the Fantasy Stakes. Right now, it looks like, of course, there could be some late-minute surprises, but it appears that there are going to be at least nine in each of those two races at this point.
Love it. What happened with that? Because I remember we used to come down and do our show down there midweek, and we would draw the races, and it was such a great experience. I used to love it. That was the most connected I felt to like doing a big time horse racing show. You know, we would have the draw come out, we'd announce it race by, or horse by horse, and put the field together. What's the thinking on doing it on Sunday versus Wednesday?
Well, our entry schedule has changed. It kind of changed. It's kind of been a national movement to enter farther out from races. And the reason with that, then there's, you know, reasons for doing that, to allow horses and, time to get into town if they're shipping, et cetera, but the other reason is really just to get that information out to the public as quickly as possible. So by drawing on Sunday for a Saturday race, people will be able to download the past performances from Brisnet, DRF, Equibase, Sunday afternoon and go ahead and start. Sure. You know, looking and handicapping those important races.
Makes perfect sense. And, yeah, again, we're leading up to a huge week. Thursday racing again this coming week leading into the Arkansas Derby. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the following week, April 7th, we'll kick off the weekend. So we've got some Thursday racing coming up. If you can't make it down, bet.oaklawn.com to sign up online. Or, of course, if you're an Apple user, you can go to the Apple App Store and download the Oaklawn Anywhere app and get yourself set up. There's a $150 sign-up bonus for new users. Buzz22 is the code we prefer. And all the information you need about the weekend or anything else going on down at Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort, is at oaklawn.com. Let's bring in Jeff Taylor, and I know that he is anticipating not only a big day today, but also next weekend. And, Jeff, we talk a lot about basketball, too. I know you're a sports fan outside of horse racing. Having the Hogs in the Elite Eight isn't a bad backup plan for those who are going down to watch the races today. And, of course, that game will be this evening. So after all the racing has completed at Oaklawn, so really a full day potentially down in Hot Springs.
Yeah, you can spend all day and half the night down here and just have a ball. I plan on doing a little bit of sportsbook action after the races today. Great environment over there, Vegas fields of things, when you sit around and kind of watch all that sports action going on. And, yeah, we got the best of it this afternoon. Great card from Louisiana. The Fairgrounds put on the show today and their highlight of their season, which concludes tomorrow. But so lots going on, lots to like. And we say it seems like every week, Justin, the three-year-old picture just keeps getting more and more kind of focused now. Things are really starting to fall into place. And we'll know a lot more after next Saturday, obviously, when we run our big race.
So, yeah, what about the field coming together? David talked about it. I mean, nine we're expecting at least in the Arkansas Derby and probably the fantasy as well. And, of course, the big curveball in there is Secret Oath, which we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks as she has been the most impressive horse to run through Hot Springs this year. When you think about the probables, Jeff, what are some horses you're going to be keeping an eye on as we get closer to the race?
Well, you know, there's some familiar names in here, or coming up, rather, in the Derby next week. Barbara Road, who has not thrown a bad one in three previous races here. I think he finished second and third in all three, starting with the Smarty Jones on New Year's Day. The Southwest was a good solid second for him behind Newgrange, and then a closing third in some traffic last out in the Rebel. He only got beat a half a length. I think he's gonna probably show up again. We got Ben Diesel coming back. He was a little bit of a disappointment in the Rebel, but I think he may be a little better than he showed last time out. Kind of an intriguing horse called Call Me Jamal returns to stakes action. They threw him right into the deep end of the pool after he broke his maiden in the Southwest. Seventh that day, beaten about eight lengths, but he's a real late foal, Justin. He was foaled on May 18th of 2019. I think he's a mature horse now. I think he looked good in winning an allowance optional last time out. He's going to get back in the stakes company. He could be a player chasing time. That's an Asmussen colt that we've seen a little bit of. He was fifth in the Rebel, no disgrace there, beating only about four and a half lengths in his first ever stakes start. A real intriguing individual coming to us from the Brad Cuff barn, Cyber Knight. Looked very impressive. I know David's been kind of enthralled with him in recent weeks. He's looked very good in winning, I think, three of his five career starts. This is his second stakes effort. Coming up, these again by Brad Cox. He should arrive this week sometime. Doppelganger, it wouldn't be a three-year-old race without Bob Baffert, and this one has been facing the best colts on the West Coast. Forbidden Kingdom has beaten him twice. He'll get some play in here. Trainer change, I'll let David talk a little bit about that. With Doppelganger, Bob Baffert is no longer the conditioner. They've changed barns in order to get him eligible for some Kentucky Derby points. It looks like he's going to be well played. You mentioned the Philly Secret Oath. He is going to take a lot of beating, it looks like. You've got the Rebel winner, Un Ojo, back in this race today. He's going to be a lot shorter price than that 75-1 shot he was in winning the Rebel at $150. And then the colt that I'm leaning toward, at least right now, a horse called We the People. This is a Rudy Brissett-trained individual that has looked very good in his two starts. He is a handful. He worked a solid half mile today, out, I think, in a minute for the 5/8. A big, beautiful-looking, well-bred colt. I think he's going to make a splash in his first-ever start in stakes company, making only his third career out next Saturday. So a good, solid field, Justin. The veterans are going to have a difficult time, I think, pinning down the first and second choices. The filly obviously going to get played. Baffert, that goes without saying. And there are some shooters, I think, in that 5, 6, 7-1 range that are going to also run pretty well. So we'll get the post positions tomorrow, kind of look at how things shake out from the draw and maybe how the race will unfold a little bit in the early going. But it's a magical time. Arkansas Derby Week is always just so, so special.
No question. David, obviously you can never sleep on the Rebel Stakes winner in Un Ojo. Again, not overly impressive. Did come second at the Withers Stakes as well, so we've got a little bit of a resume building there. But I guess the times have been the question mark, which has a lot of people leaning towards Secret Oath. When you look at the way the field's coming together, at least the expectation for that, where are you thinking here at this point? We're still a week out, obviously. Plenty of time to analyze, but what are you thinking?
Well, the interesting thing about Un Ojo is, you know, the buyer speed figure, guys, for those of you who follow the buyer figs, and buyer figs are very, very useful. The interesting thing is when the horse that he ran, or that ran third, ran second in the first race of his first race of the year was a very, very slow race. The buyer speed figure guys, I think, gave it like a mid-70s or something along those lines. So every time a horse has come out of that race and run a better race, they've been bumping that number up. So all the horses who are coming out of those races at that early year race at Aqueduct, they actually increased the buyer speed figure on those by as much as 9 points. So the track had to be extremely, extremely slow that day. I mean, they went the 1 1/8 at 155-4. So, you know, when he came out of the Rebel, now the Rebel was a little bit slow too. But, you know, it was one of those type races. Anytime that you have a slow race, it was almost like a turf race, where there wasn't a whole lot of pace. There were many of the horses were together at the wire. So a lot of times those type races, the final time is not as important as the early pace times and things along those lines. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to be much shorter than 75-1.
Yeah.
Jason, or JT mentioned We the People, who's been very, very impressive, and has kind of been the opposite of that. Every time he runs, he runs a big number, as does Cyberknife, et cetera, et cetera. The best thing about the Arkansas Derby, to be honest with you, is the fact that the Philly Secret Oath entered there, and it really opened up the fantasy stakes. Had she decided to keep running against the Phillies in the fantasy, we would have had to struggle to get four Phillies, you know, three Phillies or four Phillies to run against her. But now that she is out and running in the Arkansas Derby, so the fantasy now comes up, at early glance anyway, as a very, very bettable race as well.
Oh, yeah, so talk to me about that field a little bit, David, as you see the expected runners in there. Any early lean, I guess?
Well, we've got, a lot of these horses are, to be honest with you, are, I don't want to use the term underachievers because that's not true at all, but are horses that would not have come in here had Secret Oath not gone the other direction. So they're horses that maybe, or fillies, excuse me, that maybe, you know, need to get a little bit better before they talk about Kentucky Oaks thing. But we've got horses with stakes experience like, excuse me, my fingers are not turning pages very well. Like Bubble
early.
Rock
get
for,
your fingers
for Short
coffee.
Leaf Stable. Yeah. Bubble Rock for Short Leaf Stable. Brad Cox, you know, coming in, won the Cincinnati Trophy Stakes on the artificial surface at Turfway. Before that, did run in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Won the Grade 3 Matron at Belmont as a two-year-old. So these are horses that have some back class to them and maybe just hadn't jumped off the page yet this year. Some of them have been very impressive, in my mind, maiden special weight winners here at Oaklawn, such as, you know, Hardy Constitution, I don't know how to pronounce it, Beguine, B-E-G-U-I-N-E. How's that pronounced?
Beguine, I would say, yes.
Beguine. But it's going to be, I think it's going to be a wide open field in there as well. There's not going to be a, you know, whereas before we were going to have a five Philly field with a 2-5 favorite. Now, you know, we're looking at 9 and possibly a 3-1 or even, you know, possibly 7-2 favorite.
Well, we got a heavy favorite down at the fairgrounds for their Oaks race today. We'll talk about that in our next segment. Also wanted to mention that great races outside of the fantasy in the Arkansas Derby next week. You got the Oaklawn Mile, which is a $400,000 purse. The Carousel's $200,000, $150,000, the Temperance Hill. And we didn't even talk about the purse money for these two big races at Oaklawn next week. Fantasy's up to $600,000 and $1.25 million for the Arkansas Derby. And, David, I'm sure if I had told you that's what the purse would be 20 years ago, you would have told me I was crazy. But I am, but maybe not because of that. So, anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get some picks in here. We've got a couple of big races down at Louisiana and, of course, the Purple Martin happening at Oaklawn. So we'll delve into all those as we return after the break on Oaklawn Race Day on this Saturday on 103.7 The Buzz.
Live racing at Oaklawn is back, and it's bigger than ever.
They're off.
With more race days and more ways to enjoy them. With a new luxury hotel, more dining options, and world-class thoroughbred racing, this season is like no other. Book your escape, buy your seats, and make your dining reservations at oaklawn.com today. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Gas prices are rising to record levels, and Big Red stores will help you lower them today with a Big Red Rewards card. Save 5 cents a gallon with every medium or large cup of community coffee or a medium or large fountain drink. You'll save an additional 1 cent per gallon with every $5 purchase in the store. The great thing is, how much you save, that's up to you. You'll never pay full price for gas again. Take control of these out-of-control gas prices. Get your Big Red Rewards card today.
All right, welcome back. Oaklawn Race Day continuing on 103.7 The Buzz. We talked a little bit about basketball earlier. Hogs and Blue Devils. Arkansas Duke. Razorbacks catching 4 points today. Houston and Villanova, the other game today, and a couple of them tomorrow. How about St. Peter's? I know, David, I'm sure you had St. Peter's deep in your bracket. But
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. St. Peter's. I had to, you know, every year there's someone in the NCAA tournament that I have to, like, Google and find out where the heck they are.
Yeah, that's the New Jersey representative from St. Peter's.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
I think we can all agree probably the Golden Gate looks a lot like New Jersey, so it makes perfect sense that's where they put the school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and in the Western Division, the first round playing in Buffalo for the Western Division, that makes a lot of sense too.
Well, yeah, we have a hard time with things, but I definitely need to explain to the NCAA tournament what the word regional means, because Arkansas certainly has not benefited from any of that, but that's okay. So they're excited to be in San Francisco. I got a chance to watch them in their last win, and it was a lot of fun watching them knock off Gonzaga, and I'm sure a lot of people will be collecting at Oakland after the racing today to hopefully watch them knock off Duke and make it to the Final Four again. It's been a long time coming, so... JT, let's talk about the racing here at Oaklawn. Purple Barton Stakes today, a field of six. Really competitive group here. We've got the long shots 8-1, so it kind of gives you a feel of what we're looking at here. Give me your thoughts on the Purple Martin today.
Yeah, I thought this race was very narrow in range, and I think the total board's going to reflect that, as you alluded to. 5-2, the shortest, and 8-1, the longest, and it kind of gives you an idea of the balance that we have. I do see, Justin, quite a bit of pace in here. I think Asmussen's filly on the rail, Wicked Halo, breaks better than she did in that somewhat disappointing fourth-place effort in the Dixie Belle. In her last peg, she's got the wheels to really make things interesting and very hot up front. A couple other horses in here also I think are going to need the lead, at least try to get the lead. Pretty Birdie I think is going to go also toward the inside. You got Mac Robertson, Missy Needs a Cocktail on the outside. She's never been headed in two previous starts. So with that rather busy and lively pace picture, I think for the setup, I think it goes to number three, Como Square. David's probably going to hold hands with me on this one, I feel like, because I just think the race just comes back to her. She's a confirmed one-turn sprinter. She exits the Martha Washington against the secret old filly that we talked so much about. Optionality, who finished right in front of Como Square last time out. The Blackman's going to be favored in the Sunland Oaks tomorrow. That's a Kentucky Oaks third numbers or points race. So two very, very fine fillies that Como Square caught last time out. When she tries to turn, she backs up to a sprint distance today. I think the race sets up ideally for her, and I think she's going to see her come running. And who better up than trying to exploit a really busy pace picture than Ricardo Santana, the perennial riding champ here. He is going to be in the garden spot, I think, turning for home.
All right, JT's got his pick in. What do you think, David? You agree?
Well, I don't know about holding hands with JT, but we at least share a common opinion in this one. Everything he said about Como Square, I actually, echo very, I think the race sets up for her perfectly. The only thing that scares me about her is the fact that, we know Wicked Halo's got to break better than she did in the Dixie Belle. Pretty Birdie went 21-1 in the Dixie Belle. So if they leave her alone this time and she's two or three in front, she might go all the way, but I really don't see that happening with all the other speed in the race.
All right, well, let's move on to what's happening down in Louisiana today. And you mentioned echoing. How about Echo Zulu? And I guess, guys, this is what happens when you don't get the favorite out of the Philly race. And then you do limit the field a little bit. We got six contenders in here. Echo Zulu, 4-for-4 lifetime. She'll be on the rail at 3-5 on the morning line. But she hasn't run since November. So, David, how much do you factor that in as you look at this card today?
Well, I factor in, obviously, far be it for me to bring anything up against, Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen, who, every time he wins another race, sets another record for all-time leading trainer. However, what piques my interest or what makes me question if Echo Zulu is going to be ready for the Kentucky Oaks is just the one prep. What I don't know is if the one prep race has been in the plan since last November. If that's the case, then obviously she's going to be head and shoulders above this bunch, perhaps. If you're looking for an upset, which we always are on this show, and we always are, anytime, I'm going to have to go with the three-horse favor from Todd Pletcher. Comes in from 2 1-mile races at Gulfstream, allowance race, a maiden special weight. She's 8-1 in the morning line. I like that price. I don't think we'll get it. I think she'll be closer to 9-2 or 4-1, because they do kind of back Pletcher when he brings something to Louisiana.
All right, JT, where are you going? I know you're going to try to get away from the favorite here.
I do share David's concern of Echo Zulu. To me, anyway, it does seem like she's a little bit late getting to the races. I mean, the Kentucky Oaks almost as big a jewel for a three-year-old filly as the Derby is for a three-year-old colt. But to wait this long and basically put all of your her chances in one race, as David says. I mean, she's not going to have another chance to qualify. She's got to either win his first or second in this. And off that lengthy layoff, you know, that does raise some concern. I don't think she missed any plans, training time. They just took their time with her, maybe knowing what they had, and she was only going to need one race. Obviously, you've got to look at her. You've got to use her. But at 2-5, I'm going to go a little bit different direction than David. I like the 4, Burning Breezy, in here a little bit. Very professional, 2-length win last time out in Optional Flaming Company. This is another horse that kind of tried the deep water right off that maiden score when she ran third in the Silver Bullet Day, the qualifier for this way back in January. Burning Breezy looks like she's made good progress since then. Unlike David's favor pick, who probably won't be 8-1, I feel like Burning Breezy will be that kind of price with all the action that Asus is really going to get. So I'm going to take a shot at an upset. This is a horse race. Anything can happen. And, you know, obviously Echo Zulu, the reigning 2-year-old Philly champ, she's going to be the one to beat in this spot. But I just get kind of a counter vibe. I'm with David. Something just doesn't feel quite right with her, which probably means she wins off by 15 or 20 in this spot because she is the last of the field. But nonetheless, it just seems a little late to get somebody to the races at this stage of the game, almost April now. And for her just to make her seasonal debut this late, it just doesn't send the right vibe to me. But I could be wrong. Gotcha. I certainly could be wrong.
Well, obviously there's always that chance. Let's move on to the Louisiana Derby. $1 million on the line. 1 3/16 miles, a unique distance here. And JT, I'll start with you. Obviously, you got to look at Epicenter. That's a horse that David's been, you know, very high on this year. And a lot of people have, and he's going to go in as the heavy favorite this weekend at the Louisiana Derby.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people punching the free spot here in the last down there. And, you know, I almost try to go get on that, but I just can't take 3-5. I just cannot do it. Number 5, Kapuna, is a little bit intriguing to me. Second to last time out against Cyberknife. This may tell us, David, how good Cyberknife is. If this colt runs well today, maybe not even, it doesn't have to win it, certainly, but if he does represent quite well, he flatters Cyberknife in the Derby here next week off that allowance meeting that they had last month. So I'm going to lean to Kapuna. I think he's got a little more upside to him, but to be honest, perfectly honest, Epicenter looks like he's going to have another nice time of it all alone up front. I just don't see much in here that can run with him. Kapuna, I think, will work in that second flight, and I hope at least he makes it interesting. But 3-5 on Epicenter, he looks double tough.
Well, JT, you and I are not only holding hands, we're holding hands and eating popcorn together on this one. Because I like Kapuna, too. I think his race, really? When he ran second to Cyberknife, here's what's interesting about that race. They went 1 1/16 that day earlier in the card in 1:42.2. It was the fastest 1 1/16 of its fairgrounds racing meet. The Risen Star went 1 1/8 in 1:49. So time-wise, they stack up as being very equal. So Kapuna being 3 lengths off of that, and if you're looking for an upsetter, number 5, Kapuna in the Louisiana Derby.
And well, I'm about
as, go ahead, JT. Two fantastic workouts since that last race, too. I mean, 2 dynamite 5.8, sub 1 minute each. And Kapuna seems to be coming to hand at the right time. This may be kind of a budding superstar. Justin, I hope David and I are correcting this spot.
Well, I am tired of you guys holding hands. I need some fisticuffs. I need some disagreements. We got best bets, long shots, all coming up in our final segment. And one last look ahead to next week. Again, Oaklawn Anywhere, if you can't make it down today, is you can still get a piece of the action. We'll be back in a minute to wrap things up with some more picks on Oaklawn Race Day. Stay with us.
Do you need Rainwater Holton Sexton? Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888. It really is just that easy. If you've been injured and need help, it doesn't matter where in Arkansas you are. Just dial 888-8888. We'll come to you. I'm Mike Rainwater of Rainwater Holton Sexton. We have been thankfully serving Arkansans for years, and we appreciate the trust you've put in us. We work hard for you, Arkansas, each and every day. Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
Hey guys, this is All-American second baseman Robert Moore. I'm excited to join the guys on Morning Mayhem every Tuesday. We'll talk all things college baseball and whatever else comes to mind. Big thanks to Sissy's Log Cabin for making it possible. Sissy's Log Cabin is Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store with an incredible selection and a knowledgeable sales staff that treats everyone like family, creating an experience you won't find anywhere else. Shop online at sissyslogcabin.com.
All right. Start the fight chance now. We need a little disagreement here in our final segment on Oakland Race Day. And, David, I will start with you. Let's go with your best bet in Hot Springs today.
Well, I'm sorry that everyone has to wait for the last race, but my best bet, once again, is going to be in the last race, the 7-horse Depart in race number 10. This is an Arkansas-bred race for non-winners of two, you know, 25,000, 20,000 claiming competition. Depart's 9-2 in the morning line, trained by Alan Milligan, will be ridden by Luis Quinones, who has a penchant for winning the nightcap. And this horse is dropping it back into state-bred company after running an open company every race of his career. He's never faced Archibreds before. He was off slow in his last race, 9-2, Depart, number 7, 10th race, Louis Q in the nightcap.
I like it. JT?
I'm going to go to 6 for mine, number 5, Speak Unity. I think he gets a substantial class drop today from 40 open 3-year-old company down to some conditioned company here with older horses having only won one time previously. He's worked well of late since that February 11th race that he ran a respectable 4th to Jerry's 80. Jerry's 80 came right back to win again. So 5-1, pretty square price here on number 5, Speak Unity. That's in the 6.
All right. How about a long shot today for you, JT?
Let's go to the 8th, the race right before the featured stake race. Number 8, Uncaptured Dream. In the money in both of these two previous starts. Claimed last out for a $50,000 claiming price. I like Garcia off the claim here. Gets a nice ride with Francisco Arrieta up. He looks live to me. At 6 or 8-1, number 8, Uncaptured Dream. That's in race 8.
All right, and David?
All right, to go for my long shot, I picked what I think is the most competitive race of the day, race number 7. A starter allowance race for horse, you know, old 4-year-olds and up at a mile and an 8th, and that's why I like the distance, is the 1 asking for it. 10-1 in the morning line, was claimed in its last race by Gennaro Garcia, and it's coming off of a win that day against $20,000 horses. But I think the pace is really going to set up for him to even run a better race today. There's a lot of speed in this race with Lord Dragon, Truculent, Fort Peck. Hunk of Burning Love's got some speed as well. Escanfort, I think the pace is going to set up perfectly for him to stalk and pounce. So the 1-horse, Escanfort, race number 7, is my long shot pick of the day, 10-1 in the morning line.
I like it. Well, we got about a minute left, guys. Again, final thoughts, I guess, as we look ahead to next week. You got a big fantasy stakes race, and then, of course, you got the mirror races down at Florida as well, guys, down at Gulfstream with the Florida Derby and the Gulfstream Park Oaks. So really a full day of racing, and it's also the Final Four. So it'll be just like this weekend, David. We're going to have a huge, you know, collection of people for a number of different reasons, I guess, next weekend down in Hot Springs at Oaklawn.
Yeah, and please remember we have a 12 noon post time next Saturday. Infield will be open. You know, I think our, you know, reserve seating is probably sold out, but don't worry, we got plenty of free seating on the apron. The infield is going to be a hopping, happening place. It's going to be a great Arkansas Derby day, and the weather looks like at this point is going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, kind of a cool day, I guess, for a Derby day. And, of course, it's a little bit earlier in the season, but I think we're going to be right around 70 degrees. Should be perfect for racing next weekend, and we'll have that race to break down and as well as the races down in Florida next week as well. Again, don't forget, in addition to today's card, you got all the basketball going on with the Hogs and the Blue Devils. Anybody want to make a pick here? Bonus pick?
Well, good defense stops good offense. I think we've seen it all tournament long. I'll take the Hogs chances.
I love it.
I would love.
You can't pick against Arkansas, can you?
I would love for Coach K to retire with a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah. Listen, he's had 100 tournament wins. That's enough. That's enough already.
It's not that I dislike the guy, but, you know, he's had enough success. Move on.
That's exactly right. All right, well, we got to move on, too. We'll be back next week, and it is an exciting one. Arkansas Derby Saturday awaits us. 13 races should be a blast, and we will join you again next week right here on Oaklawn Race Day. Good luck, everybody.
Venetian Harbor is alongside Swiss Skydiver, and these two have raced away.
Come to Oaklawn now. for another great day of racing in Hot Springs.
Venetian Harbor is back in front, half ahead. Swiss Skydiver gonna make her work all the way to the wire.
When they can't make it to the track, Arkansas residents can watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Get a $150 bonus when you sign up. Go to OaklawnAnywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details.
Swiss Skydiver, Venetian Harbor, and Swiss Skydiver is going to run away and win the fantasy.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. The next time you're at Oaklawn, sign up for Oaklawn Rewards and play $100 on us.